You remember he said in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, he said, "My thoughts are not your thought, neither your way. My way, says the Lord. As the heaven is what? Higher than the earth, so are my way." But notice it says right here, I get there in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, the last verse of the 16 verses, "But we have the mind of Christ." See, at one time we were disconnected. That's why our thought wasn't his thought. Now we have free access to take on his thoughts, his ways, the way he thinks, know what's in his heart, know what he desires. That's what God did. And that's what Satan been trying to fight. Have you ever found anywhere in scripture where Satan ever tried to go up and knock God off his throne again? We find one place, one time in scripture, he said, "I'll be like the Most High God. I sit on the side of the north." He said that he did that, what, one time? We ain't found him back up there no more, have we? He ain't been back up in heaven. He down here trying to confuse you. And when we get the revelation, start putting some whipping on him, we're going to get some space. We're going to clear out some areas where God has some have access and freedom to move. But he has clouded up the atmosphere around you. He got it clouded up in your homes, people that won't stand up. That's why they act like they do. He got they filled with all kind of stuff. But we need to know who we are and start clearing out some space. You understand what I mean by that? Delta and Charlie, especially Delta, they would get in trouble so much. We were Bravo, and in a company, in a platoon, you got five squads. In a brigade, you got five companies. You got Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and Echo. and in Bravo Company, I was in first platoon. But anyway, here's what happened. If I get off on that, I'll be telling all kind of stories. But Charlie and Delta would get in trouble. The only time we got in real trouble, March the 9th, I'll never forget it, and the sergeant told us to charge the bunker. But anyway, we would go out there and help them and pull them so they could pull back, because they was under heavy contact, heavy fire, so they could find a safe place. Because they stayed in that particular area or zone or atmosphere, they were getting killed. The point I want to make, we need to know who we are, because there's people out there. If everything is filled up with the activity of Satan, people have nowhere to go for safety. Rescue. But God is my refuge. God is the one that rescue me. He's my refuge, my protection. And we have authority on this earth to clear out some spaces for people to come and dwell, where they are not troubled with demons and devils and sickness and disease and all kind of confusion and destruction. That's what I'm trying. This is what God wants us to learn and begin to walk in this. You notice Jesus found 5,000 people out there with no bread and no food. Before he left there, they were full. Don't you think Satan tried to stop him? But he cleared it out. We're going to feed these people. And ain't no demonic starvation, none of that stuff's going to stop. It didn't even say what he had, a Jenner stole or a Sears stole. But he fixed that fish and bread, didn't he? Amen. Didn't he do it? Amen. So let me go on. He said for the church, verse 25, he said, whereof I was made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. Now read it again. Whereof I was made a minister. He was able to administer this, minister to receive this revelation, this truth, and minister it to the people and minister to us by recording what the Holy Spirit is saying. Now that it's recorded, I'm reading it and the Holy Spirit teaching it. He'll reveal it to you if you open your heart up, what is about to be said. According to what? The dispensation. See, in this dispensation, we are to know God in the way that no other generation and no other dispensation that people knew him. They didn't know him that way in Moses' dispensation. They didn't know him that way. But in this dispensation, we know him in an intimate way, not just for hearing an audible voice. We know him on the inside. Amen. He's real inside of us. Yes. Alive. Real. So he said, in this dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. See, God called Paul to fulfill what needed to be recorded, to fulfill this revelation. Put it down. Jesus is the word of God. But he wanted to be written, put in written form so you can read it and understand it. You read it, the Holy Spirit teaches you. Listen to what he said next. Even the mystery, what? Even the mystery, which has been what? Hidden where? How long? Has been hidden from ages and from who? Not just one generation, generations. Generation. This is happening now. That generation before us, before Christ died, generation before Christ's death on the cross and resurrection, they didn't know anything about this. But now it's made known, made manifest to who? Saints. To his saints. What did he make known to his saints? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. What did we just read over here in chapter 2? That our spiritual wealth and in him, like the hidden treasure, waiting to be discovered. Heaven, wisdom, and endless riches of revelation knowledge. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery? What is the riches of the glory of this mystery? Mystery is endless revelation of the knowledge and the revelation knowledge of God. Wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to talk about wisdom a little tonight. Endless. Endless. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about the bottomless things of God. You have access. We have access. And we got, here's what the Lord said for me to say, and I'm going to say this part now.